Good morning, this is Whit with this week's Your Pastor's Voice. This coming Saturday, January 6th, is the traditional day on which the Church celebrates the Epiphany of the Lord. You may also know this day as the end of the 12 days of Christmas. Though there are several gospel stories traditionally associated with Epiphany, perhaps the best known is the journey of the Magi, who were astrologers from the East, who followed a great star to Bethlehem to pay homage to the Christ child. And what this story says to us is that from the very beginning, Jesus came not only to Jews, but to all people. Well, if you were here last January, you may remember that we celebrated this day a little differently. We removed one of our shoes, and then we came forward to pick up a star word. Having to walk, or more accurately, to hobble down the aisle, was a way to remember what a long and difficult journey this was for the Magi. The star word is meant to be yours for the next year, randomly selected from dozens of others, that is, unless you peek. Some might even say that the word selects you, so that through it the Spirit might say something to you. And finally, at the conclusion of the service, we will leave by a different door than we came in, to symbolize how the Magi were warned to return to their homes by a different way, in order to elude King Herod, who wanted to use them to lead him to the child. For those of you spending the winter in other places, we have mailed you a star word in hopes that you'll join us on the 7th. And if you're in Banner Elk but not able to be in worship, just call or drop by the office and we'll make sure you get a word. And let me encourage you to keep this word in a place where you can see it often, in your Bible, where you ordinarily go to pray, on your refrigerator or desk. Just somewhere it can prompt you to ponder how God might be using this word to speak a word to you. Simply receive it. It's a gift. And in that way, it's a lot like God's grace, a gift we do not deserve, do not earn, yet is given to each of us through this child who was born to save us.